Biologist Mike Johnson is trying to walk carefully. He's balancing a tray of plastic containers while hiking down damp, sun-dappled cliffs. Each container holds a few starts of northern monkshood. These wildflowers have only been found in four states. Johnson is in Gorge Park, one of only three places in Ohio where monkshood have been found.
And at the Gorge Metro Park, they only exist in one area, and that makes them very vulnerable to both natural as well as human-induced impact.
People who walked the gorge in the 1980s remember seeing thousands of the blue-hooded wildflowers, but by 2000, there were only 13 plants left here. Johnson says they were being killed by the salt used to melt ice and snow on a recently built highway. People dug a ditch to divert melted salt that washed off the road. The monkshood have done a little better since then. There's now a stand with 190 of them. But conservationists want to make sure this wildflower survives long-term. Today, Johnson is planting new monkshood starts on the opposite side of the river, away from the highway.
So the goal is to establish kind of satellite populations throughout the Gorge Metro Park so that if they were to, for some reason, if they were to die out in one area, they wouldn't die out in the park altogether.
You might think that Johnson and other plant people could just collect seeds from the surviving monkshood in order to grow new plants. But the director of conservation at the Holden Arboretum says seeds aren't reliable enough. They often don't grow into plants. Brian Parsons says that when the monkshood population started to decline, the arboretum started looking for new ways to preserve the plant's genetic diversity.
The only true way to capture that is to clone the plants. So we made the recommendation to, you know, investigate cloning because the scientific literature indicated that the plant potentially had the capacity to respond to that type of propagation.
The Cincinnati Zoo Plant Research Program specializes in plant cloning, so it cloned the monkshood that Mike Johnson and another biologist are planting today. Down in the gorge, they use a trowel to dig around in the rocky soil. They're looking for planting conditions that will give the monkshood the best chance to survive.
Literally, like that over there is perfect. It's not full sunlight. The trees above are filtering out a lot of it. Just a little bit of sunlight is getting down to the bottom, and you've got cool, clear springs. And even though we have all this surrounding development, there are still springs in the gorge that are fairly uncontaminated from urban runoff and pollution.
Water drips onto the biologists from the overhanging rock formations. They plant a couple of monkshoods right in the crevices of the rocks. The leaves are reminiscent of a buttercup. They're in the same family of plants. They're not in bloom now, but in the spring, the delicate blue flowers remind some people of a religious hood. That's how the plant got its name. Once Johnson puts these small monkshood starts in the soil, it's hard to distinguish them from the other ground cover. And that's not a bad thing. Johnson says it's best if people don't know exactly where to find the rare northern monkshood.
Oh, you think that people would, like, poach them or something?
Yeah. It's possible, yeah. We don't generally try to advertise their location because they could be, anytime something's rare, it's valuable, and that means somebody might want to take it.
Plant specialists believe each plant species provides a purpose in nature and might hold some promise for pharmaceuticals or some other use. They're just not sure yet what people can learn from the northern monkshood. That's why they want to make sure it survives. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.